This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
James Comey, victim, and former FBI director, who lied a lot, as it turns out, Lee, of it under oath, which makes it a felony. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute, is shocked that the federal government would be interested in investigating him, and even more shocked that his little girl, who's a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, was fired. Cannot believe this. I was telling everybody, stay strong through these really tough times of immorality by the Trump team. And just, you know, if you have to get fired for doing the right thing, then that's what you have to do. But he cannot figure out why his little girl might have been let go from the DOJ. Could it have something to do, I'm just throwing out a guess here, with the fact that you called for the president's assassination 2 months ago? 86-47? You helpfully suggested it, because that's what you did with those seashells. It met the standard of being investigated by the Secret Service. And Lee, he acts like He's the morally upright one. Calling for the murder of the president is totally normal. When you need to do it to promote your book, that's what people do. It's Trump who's crazy. Listen to this guy.
Trump and the hacks who lead the Department of Justice are hammering at the dam day after day, trying to turn it into just another gold leaf covered Trump subsidiary. Our best hope is that good people will stay and do what Maureen asked. Have the courage to do the right thing always. You may get fired for acting that way, but there's honor in that, and nothing but disgrace for those who don't stand up. There are going to be hard weeks in the Trump era, and this was one for my family, but there are plenty of good people still in the department committed to doing things the right way, committed to the rule of law. For them, because of them, keep the faith.
Well, so you can call for Trump's murder again?
Yeah.
This guy, he does this. He acts like he's just an awshucks dad sitting there with the newspaper, you know, in his slippers, just trying to figure out what's going wrong and all of that. He suggested, promoted, I don't know how you would want to call it, Lee, the murder of Donald Trump just 2 months ago. Acts like he can't believe that his daughter would be let go. Somebody from a family like that does not need to serve in the Trump administration. You come from a highly politicized family. You do.
Well, and just look at the results of that in her job performance. And there, apparently she was the one that was in charge of the Diddy investigation, wasn't she? Or at least her office.
Yeah. So all of that going on. Meanwhile, I just wanted to play something because, boy, in retrospect, this sounds crazy. And just kind of set up here, you know, where we are with what we did to Russia and what we're finding out that we did to Russia. Russia, we're now learning from the intel, not only lacked the capability to try to influence our election, either through direct cyber attacks, which they did not do, or indirectly through bots and other, you know, social media influence. They not only lacked the ability, they lacked the will, and they didn't do it. They just basically are sitting there. They're out there. They're trying to sell oil. They're trying to sell natural gas. They're trying to sell stuff, fertilizer. And we're like, wow, you have, you know, attacked our democracy. You try to influence our election. Didn't happen. Well, here's the problem with that. And I did the Battleground America podcast on this yesterday. This fakery, Lee, went so far that people forget this. Barack Obama sanctioned Russia, including its fossil fuel industry, in punishment for meddling in an election Russia didn't meddle in. Barack Obama's sanctions were then taken up by Congress. They passed like almost unanimously. I think there was like two or three people in each chamber that didn't vote for them. We sanctioned Russia. We sanctioned countries doing business with Russia. At one point, our European allies were completely stymied because they were trying to build the Nord 2. They were trying to build these energy pipelines. They had contracts worth billions of dollars with Russia. And now they're knocking on our door going, wait a minute, your sanctions punish us for doing business with Russia. Why? Because they meddled in your election. It was all a lie. Didn't happen. Do you know how insane we look? Like, we're supposed to be the world's foremost superpower. We look crazy. And they may not say this, Lee. They may not say that in these European capitals, in India, in Indonesia, and other places we're trying to cut trade deals with. But we look nuts. I mean, plumb crazy. The country made up Russian interference. I pulled this up. This is just some of the sanctions that we put on Russia. And you'll remember when, you know, the Congress passed it, the Senate voted 98-2, the House voted 419-3 in July of 2017. Trump dragged his feet on implementing them because he knew Russia didn't interfere. He didn't collude with them. He knew that was all a crock. And then you've got our European allies saying, hey, this is really whacking out our ability to get energy. You're sanctioning Russia here. Heck, their intel probably knew it was fake. Wasn't that hard to figure out it was fake. I figured it out in 2022 that there wasn't even bots. There wasn't even an influence operation, never mind a cyber, you know, cyber attack. I figured that out from the Twitter files. Surely the UK's intel services know it. We're liars and we're crazy. And that's how we look after this. And people are just saying, well, you know, the intelligence was weaponized. No, we completely degraded how we are viewed in the world. Anyway, I wanted to play this for you, Lee, and then get you to react, okay?
All right.
This is right after Obama and crew have concocted the lie about Russian influence. And the Uniparty sent Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Amy Klobuchar to the Russian border. Okay, what's significant about that is we also sent tanks and troops to their border to menace them in response to what they had done after kicking their diplomats out, a couple dozen of them. All of it fake. We made it up. I want you to hear Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Amy Klobuchar threaten Russia on their own border. This is a nuclear armed country, on their own border, with sanctions and punishments for interfering in our election when they did not.
We will be working for much tougher sanctions against Russia. They attacked the United States of America. The hacking was an attack, and we should be treated as such. And we think their financial institutions and other aspects of the Russian economy should be addressed. And we will strongly urge our colleagues to enact more meaningful and stronger sanctions against Russia because of their attack on the United States of America.
We hope to make 2017 a year of offense. We believe that Putin has hacked into our elections in America, that he's trying to undermine democracy all over the world, and it's time for new sanctions to hit him hard as an individual, his energy sector, his banking sector. It is time to push back against Putin, but be a better friend to our allies over here, including Georgia.
This is a very important trip. We just left Ukraine, where we've seen firsthand what happens when Russia crosses over into a country's independence, and we saw it in our own election with the attempt to influence our election.
So that's late 2016, right around the time Obama's rolling tanks up to the border. Can you imagine if Russia did that to us after making up some junk about us interfering in an election?
Yeah, it can certainly create further tensions, shall we say.
We look so bad in the world right now. And where did it end up? Well, by the time we got to the end of the Biden administration, we, i.e. NATO, and our generals in that war room in Battenberg are full-on launching missiles deep into Russia and killing civilians. Again, all of it got started based on a lie, a massive lie. And you got to understand something with Russia. I mean, you're talking about 60% of their economy is either petroleum, natural gas, or petroleum byproducts. Natural gas byproducts. They sell a lot of fertilizer, too, that comes from the natural gas production. I mean, so this is an absolute unmitigated attack on their economy based on lies. And we're supposed to be the good guy. That's supposed to be us, theoretically. I mean, it's just, what do you even say to that?
Yeah, it's...
And I wanted to play that audio to show you how bad it was, because when Lindsey Graham and John McCain did that at the end of 2026 after the election with Amy Klobuchar, they were not just attacking a nuclear armed country, creating enemies for no reason. They were saying to the world, don't listen to Trump. He's illegitimate. He's a Russian agent. He's a dupe. Russia installed them. We are victims. That's what they're saying there. Graham and McCain, we're victims of Russia. Now we got to live with this horrible guy, Trump. Don't take him seriously. We don't. And you're standing on the Russian border. Think of the damage you do to your country on so many levels. Folks, don't forget this is who Lindsey McCain. Oh, my gosh. That was a Freudian slip. Don't forget who Lindsey Graham is. Listen to this. Again, Graham and John McCain, just absolute victims here because Trump got elected. Victims of Russia. Oh, boo-hoo, you poor thing.
We will be working for much tougher sanctions against Russia. They attacked the United States of America. The hacking was an attack, and we should be treated as such. And we think their financial institutions and other aspects of the Russian economy should be addressed. And we will strongly urge our colleagues to...
And they later would do it. They later do it. Russia's the victim here. We're the aggressor. Look where we are today. Million are dead. Russian and Ukrainian, million people are dead because of this lie and everything that came after it. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I'm continually outraged at all these attempts to get Trump. It's not just an attack on him. It's an attack on me and my country. And I am so tired of it. Well, we've made more progress in the last 3 weeks than 10 years before it. So we got that going for us. Texter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Rates? Could this treason by Barack be the plan all along to get NATO to attack Russia? Yes. It's all connected. Never forget what we did and how far we went. We opened 6 CIA bases on the Russian border. I mean, it all snowballed and rolled after this attack on the Russian economy that we did, that Congress did. Why? Because of the lies that James Comey told, because of the lies that John Brennan told about Russia meddling in our election. And remember that, let me go back through the lies to set this up. Because there were other victims here too. I'm a victim as well. It's still going on, in fact, because remember what the lies were. They were running influence operations. And there were articles on this for 3 years. And the Washington Post, New York Times would write stuff like, well, the Russian government's targeting black people and trying to confuse them into voting for Republicans. And then it became, certain conservatives are repeating Russian talking points. That's foreign propaganda influence operation. They have to be censored. And they were. They were censored. Silenced. Tens of millions of accounts shut down. What was the accusation? That you were repeating Russian talking points. They took that as a national security issue, went into Facebook, went into Twitter, and threatened them to shut down people like me. That is why eventually they were able to get X, well, then Twitter, and Facebook to shut down no less than Kayleigh McEnany. This is what it came to. Remember Kayleigh McEnany was spokesperson for Donald Trump? She had her account taken on Twitter. The oldest newspaper in the country. You know what the first newspaper in the country is? New York Post. Alexander Hamilton founded it. They shut down their Twitter account. Shut it down. Why? Because they wrote about the Hunter Biden laptop. That was Russian disinformation. That's what it got to. Folks, do you know how bad it is still in the world today because they unleashed this? Right now, Elon Musk personally is under criminal investigation in France, which honestly, we should begin treating like the USSR. We should just go ahead full Cold War on him. And France is also investigating X. Part of the reason is because they are supposedly allowing foreign influence. Well, what are you talking about? What do they mean? Russian influence. You're repeating Russian talking points. If you sound like Russia or someone in Russia and Elon Musk lets you say true things about leftists, then guess what? You have to be shut down. It's a crime. It's disinformation, they're saying, and it is also foreign influence being deliberately allowed by the algorithms of X. They want to arrest Elon Musk. They want to put him in prison. And they're also investigating X. That's where we are with this. That's how out of control it got. Folks, have you seen what happened in Romania? Oh my gosh. Legitimate election, populist won there, because of course they did. People love Trumpism and the party modeled after him. You know what they said? Well, oh, Russian influence there too. Oh yeah, yeah, they got that. Russian influence, just like in America. That was a lie. What did they do? They took the election win away from the populist who won. He tried to run in the second election and the intel agencies indicted him. Russia collusion, Russia, you know, Russian influence, all of this crap. They're still, the globalists are still using this to understand the powerful weapon this lie is. By the way, they claim that the Russians spent like $100,000 trying to influence that election. They claim. Yeah, sure. Like here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Again, we have the internal Twitter files. We know there were no Russian bots. There were no Russian bot farms. There's no Russian bot armies. There's no influence operations. And we know that, again, because we have Elon Musk released the executives at Twitter telling the FBI to stop lying to the New York Times and the Washington Post. Stop telling them that Russia's influencing all these people. We don't have any bot farms. We don't have any accounts. We don't have anything. We can't find it. It's not real. And on the basis of that, they censored me, they censored you, they censored conservatives. It was a total crackdown, a massive lie. And we're still living with it today. Elon Musk, I'll tell you what, Democrat wins in 28, Elon Musk gets extradited to France and he doesn't come out of the jail again. Based on Russia collusion and the lie unleashed by James Comey. Joe Biden.
Barack. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Okay, folks. It's getting exponentially weird with this Epstein stuff. And look, the reason all this Epstein stuff, it's mostly whisper campaigns because they don't actually have anything. The reason all this Epstein stuff's coming to the fore, this is totally the deep state trying to distract from their very many crimes that are coming out daily now. So it's an info war is basically where we are. They're screaming Epstein, 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 while blocking out the very many lies that the mainstream media. Because folks, this is the kind of thing with this Russia collusion hoax being so fake as it is and them knowing it was fake the whole time. I mean, this is enough to discredit the Democrat Party and the mainstream media if their sheeple would ever figure it out. So they're screaming Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. But the way that they are behaving is not helping. They are acting like guilty people. And it's generating a lot of coverage. Like, let me give you an example. What Newsweek just broke. There's a committee in Congress where the Democrats and some Republicans are trying to get a bill to the floor that would declassify all of this Epstein stuff, assuming it exists. You know, whatever they have, make them put it out there. And I think Thomas Massie's going along with it too. The Democrats were going to force a vote on it in committee. They don't control the committee, but they were going to force a vote on it. Republicans on Monday shut down the committee, leaving several bills they actually really do need to pass through committee to get them to the floor, sitting in limbo, to block the Democrats from bringing up the vote that would force the release of all the Epstein stuff that we have somewhere. What a turnaround. I don't even know what to make of this. Republicans voted in lockstep to block that. Why? Why? And this is so weird because we covered in depth Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's a Republican in the Senate under Joe Biden, fought tooth and nail for the release of at least the flight manifests. And remember what happened when she tried to subpoena them and other Epstein information from the FBI. And she brought it up. Democrats were in control of the Senate then. She brought it up. Dick Durbin blocked her. I made a huge deal of it, which is why I got to make a deal of it now or I'll be a hypocrite. She repeatedly challenged Christopher Wray. Why won't you release this? Why are you hiding this? Why won't you put it out? And he dodged her question. I played all that audio for you. Did podcasts on it. Still look him up. So he had this very concerted Republican effort to get this Epstein stuff out and a very deliberate Democrat effort to block it through the Biden presidency. Do you honestly think if Trump was all over the place abusing little girls in there, the Democrats would be fighting to keep it blocked? But now they know that the Republicans want to hide it for some reason. They're fighting. They have switched sides and now they're fighting on the other side. And we got breaking news. This isn't going to end well, folks, what I'm about to tell you next. But just through sheer stupidity, the Trump administration, and by that I mean Pam Bondi, has put us in this situation. Breaking news about an hour ago, AG Attorney General Pam Bondi has now ordered the Department of Justice to immediately get in contact with Ghislaine Maxwell, which shouldn't be so hard since she's sitting in federal prison, about anyone who has committed crimes against victims. She writes, I anticipate meeting with Ms. Maxwell in the coming days. Until now, no administration on behalf of the Department of Justice has inquired about her willingness to meet with the government. That changes now. President Trump has told us to release all credible information. Let me tell you what, folks. This woman testifying before Congress, because I think that's where this is heading, is terrifying. And there's been calls for that. Let us ask her questions. Let us bring her in. This is the Trump administration's attempt to pacify those with, hey, we're going to ask her if she knows of anyone who should be prosecuted in order to keep from her coming into Congress. Why? Folks, this is a convicted sex trafficker and pimp. Do you trust her to tell the truth to Congress under oath? Do you think under oath even means anything to her? She's crazy. And who has the most to cover up? It's Democrats. Odd she throws Trump under the bus, 100%. This is a mess. I mean, what a mess. And all they've got is innuendo. I'm telling you, if they had anything, they would have released it. They don't have it. There's only one place this is under lock and key that we know of, and that's James Comey's daughter went to court and got the testimony of about 40 of these victims blocked from release on behalf of the FBI and the DOJ. So that was Comey's daughter doing that. They just fired her. But again, we wouldn't be here if PM Bondi didn't run out there and scream and yell and promote that she was going to, you know, put all the Epstein stuff out. It was going to be fabulous. It was on her desk. It was coming any moment. And folks, don't forget, it wasn't just her. I mean, it was Trump's personal attorney. At the time, she was also a counsel for the White House. Alina Habba. She wouldn't shut up either. I mean, why?
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in
I want to know who's lobbying these Republicans on this committee to block the Democrats and their bill, along with Thomas Massie, to release the Epstein stuff. Who's lobbying? Somebody is. You got 100% no vote right there in that committee? How'd they do that? I mean, look, folks, somebody in the Trump administration don't want this out. I don't know why. I'd be lying to you if I told you anything else, but this isn't good. This just, look, they look guilty. Here's the headline. It is a top 10 in the country story right now. Republicans shut down House floor to avoid Epstein boat, and they did. They shut it down. Why? Again, you think Biden had this stuff and they wouldn't use it? I mean, folks, this is an FBI lie. They went so far as to criminally, because it was illegal what they did, manipulate evidence, evidence tampering, to make it look like Donald Trump had violated declassification laws. Lied about it in court, got caught, perjured themselves. So two felonies there. That's how desperate they were for anything they use about against Trump. If they had an Epstein thing, they would have used it. No way they don't use it. And folks, don't think they couldn't get it. I mean, it was Comey's daughter fighting in court to keep it secret. You think she wouldn't just take it home, give the file to daddy? Of course she did. They don't have it. They would have used it. So what is Team Trump doing? What are the Republicans? Because this is killing us. This is just, it's just bad stuff. I got to turn Fox News off. I can't watch it anymore. This is the headline they just ran. You ready for this? FBI botched Hillary Clinton email investigation. Botched it. Man, they tried so hard. Oh, so hard. Just messed up. This is the lie that they were telling about the border for 4 years. Oh, Joe Biden mismanaged the border. No, he didn't. It was so on purpose. He so admitted it in that interview. Not that you didn't have 55 clues. Oh, well, he's senile. He's mismanaged the border. But you know, the next Democrat, they'll try much harder and do better, I promise. Just elect them. Botched, that means they made an oopsie doopsie, an accident. They did not. That is not what this release says. By Tulsi Gabbard, you read through the classified intel, and I did. It's very plain. They knew there was no Russian hacking. They knew there was no Russian influence. They knew there wasn't even an effort to influence people's votes on the election. Whether attacking cyber infrastructure or just doing influence operations out of bot farms. It didn't happen. They knew it. Their own analysts were telling them, and they lied. How hard is that? I just did it. Botched. When you take 8 thumb drives with highly classified information on them from the State Department, Barack Obama's emails, the CIA, and our foreign institutions, and you download that stuff onto the thumb drive, that right there is a crime, period, end of memo. You have to view it in a skip. You can't take it with you. She did. You want to hear how they botched it? Oh, here's botching it. They went, oh my gosh, there's crimes on these 8 thumb drives. In fact, There's not only crimes, there's evidence that five foreign countries accessed this classified data because she broke the law. What do we do? I know. We'll hide the thumb drives. We'll hide the evidence of her crimes and classify the whole thing, both the evidence of her crimes and the fact that we hid it, so no one will ever know we covered up her crimes. Okay. That's what they did. And Fox News caused this botching? Did I accidentally classify the evidence of Hillary's crimes? Silly me. Did I accidentally classify the fact that I covered him up? Pfft, didn't mean to. Shucks. Wish I had a to-do over. Said no one ever. Botched? Oh, God. They cover for the Democrats. Honestly, just go get a job at CNN at that point. Shut up. By the way, this Stephen Colbert thing. Oh, this is so stupid. Here's the latest headline in Rolling Stone. Stephen Colbert addresses cancellation of his show by telling Trump to go F yourself. So Colbert's story, this is hilarious, is that Trump got him canceled. And this is censorship. Well, liberals in the Writers Guild, you know what they've done? They have asked crooked Letitia James to investigate. I'm sure there's a crime here. If the liberal propagandist gets fired, then we what? File more criminal charges? Is that how this works? And folks, that's how it works in the Soviet Union, maybe Cuba. So that's where we are with that. But you want to know why Colbert got canceled? You want to know why? Not that you care. You've probably never watched it. It's just terrible. You watch the clips and you're like, that's not even funny. You know how much money it was losing a year? $40 million. Okay. This is a 1 hour a day show and not every day of the week, 5 days. Do you know how much the budget is for this show? $120 million. That folks, that is the budget for a major motion picture. $120 million. What do they do? There's 200 people working for the 1 hour long Colbert show. That adds up to like $500,000 each. What? Okay. We know Colbert makes 20. The show loses 40. Its advertising revenues have declined by 40% since 2018 because nobody wants to listen to that crap. But Trump, this is Trump somehow. Somehow this is Trump, and we need Letitia James, who basically bankrupted Trump with fake law, to what? Criminally investigate? What are you going to force CBS to what? Borrow money to pay Colbert? This is so stupid. Losing $40 to $50 million a year. How do you 200 people for an hour a day? You can't get by with 100? I mean, like, I know some of them are obviously not just all writers. They're like, and there's some, there's sales staff, there's crews, but I mean, folks, we just in this building, we put out what, 5 radio shows? 200 people? No, try 30. I don't even understand the budget there. Like, I don't even get that. And Colbert makes 20? Yeah, this is purely financial. But he's hoping to get another gig somewhere else, so. Anyway, he's calling himself a martyr. And yeah, you know what the problem is here? Somebody wrote a rule a while ago that the only comedy shows allowed on these mainstream media channels were liberal. You could make fun of the right, but you cannot make fun of the left. You cannot say true things, and you cannot make fun of the left. And you know who is making money? Greg Gutfeld. Look, folks, there's just not a market for every late night comedian to be a liberal who isn't funny. You can have maybe one of those. But more than that doesn't work. But anyway, I'm sure Letitia James will find something to put Trump in prison for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.